The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the heads of government have been meeting to talk about the options to house Ukrainian refugees. What have they come up with? Well, Daniel McConnell, political editor with the Irish Examiner, is going to tell us. So, Daniel, what's the plan?
Good morning, Pat. Yeah, so ultimately that meeting that we discussed yesterday happened last night of the Cabinet Subcommittee in relation to the Ukrainian crisis. What they've essentially decided to do, Pat, is double the payment on offer to families to take in Ukrainian refugees from €400 to €800. What they're also going to do is standardise the approach given to Ukrainian refugees. And ultimately, so when a lot of the current contracts that are certainly in place with hotels offering food and board as well as their accommodation will cease, and ultimately it'll become a kind of a board only or accommodation only kind of offer. So therefore those Ukrainian refugees will essentially have to kind of fund their own food. Now there's obviously been criticism of that, because obviously if they're staying in hotels they won't have the option of cooking their own food. So I think what there is a drive to try and make sure that they don't languish or stay in those hotels longer than they really need to, and the drive is to kind of get them out into the community. There is also now going to be a new local authority-led call for vacant homes and properties, and that's part of a kind of, I suppose, there's been a lot of criticism as we discussed yesterday around the pledges, that was previously handled by the Red Cross. That's now going to be done by the local authorities, and I think there's a sense that when you've got 90,000 plus vacant units across the country, including holiday homes, there certainly is enough capacity within the system that we really shouldn't be in a position where people are being turned away from Dublin Airport. We also know that the kind of enforcement around people coming in under the international protection regime are going to increase, and that will ultimately lead to higher levels of deportations of people who the government will probably say don't fit the criteria for remaining here. So you're seeing a kind of a broad approach. The details will go to Cabinet by way of a full formal memo next week. So it won't be today, it'll be next week. So and ultimately we are seeing that building came on stream at Dublin Airport last night. That's ultimately to prevent anyone either having to sleep on the floor or having to be turned away as they were over the weekend.
Okay, so they're going to try and change the rules a bit. People, though, who are in hotels, I mean, if there was affordable accommodation available, you'd imagine if they've got children and so on, they'd want to get out of the hotels as quickly as possible. Or is that the case?
Well, what they're anecdotally, certainly what we're being told is that there are a number of the Ukrainian refugees who have settled in a particular hotel are quite happy with their social network around them, and that they're unwilling to kind of move beyond or move out of the community that they're in. Now, I think as we saw in that episode in Killarney a couple of weeks ago, that if and where alternative accommodation in the locality can be found, then that can be enough to kind of keep them in the locality. I think that the idea of kind of transporting a group of people from say Killarney to Westport or from one end of the country to the other is not a satisfactory kind of situation. So I think what they're going to try and do is keep people in the localities that where they want to be. The difficulty, I think, Pat, is while there are a lot of pledges coming in from more rural areas, there is a resistance from those refugees. They want to be in the urban areas, they want to be in towns, they want to be in cities. They don't necessarily want to be in the more rural or smaller kind of towns and villages across the country. So that is presenting a problem without question.
And there's going to be some assessment of the medical benefits that are currently available to refugees, to Ukrainians, that they would have some sort of an income threshold.
Yeah, I think this is an element of trying to kind of put some sort of limits or parameters on the scheme, because obviously when it was introduced back in February and March when the war kicked off, obviously the government tried to do as much as it possibly could, and that was by extending full medical cards immediately, rights to social welfare, rights to be able to work. So I think what they are going to do, particularly in the case where people are able to work, then they will be subject to some form of means test. However, I think any sort of suggestion of removing medical cards is going to be politically very sensitive. And I think even last night, I was on television last night, and Jim O'Callaghan, the Fianna Fáil TD, made it clear like he would not support any move to take medical cards away from people. What you might just see is that those who have them at the moment will keep them. It may be that those who come in the wake of them may be subject to more stricter regimes or more stricter kind of terms and conditions in the months ahead.
And finally, Danny, what about the proposal to build modular homes? Have they had a tender process? Do we know where they're to be built or who will build them?
Yeah, limited enough information in relation to this. Obviously, this has been talked about for a number of months, but we are hearing that they're going to talk about building prefabricated units on military bases including Mullingar Barracks, in terms of modular homes. Their building has commenced on a number of sites across the country. But there has been local opposition, which has kind of slowed them the matter down in a number of areas. So I think what they're likely to do is put a greater emphasis on that. I think there is an acceptance within government that modular homes hasn't worked yet so far. So we are likely to see greater progress. And I know Dara O'Brien, the housing minister, is out on that today. But there's also some confusion, Pat, is whether or not this is a Department of Housing issue or it's an OPW issue or a Department of Children's issue. So I think what they're trying to sort out is the chain of command as to who's going to actually be the point person or the person responsible for seeing this over the line. Because the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, was very clear, I think, over the weekend behind the scenes. He's not happy with this sort of perception that there's passing of the books between ministers or departments. He wants to say, listen, let's cut out the caudality and let's get this done. So we'll wait and see if there's any progress on that.
I mean, I don't understand why, temporary prefabricated homes cannot be done relatively quickly, because they wouldn't need the kind of planning permission if they are temporary, with a view to removing them as soon as the crisis is over. However, that no doubt will be teased out. Daniel, thank you very much for joining us. That's Daniel McConnell, political editor with the Irish Examiner.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.